Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Dina Titus will be here. She's a candidate for Nevada Congressional District 1 and probably a shoo-in. Plus on the Power Pundit panel, part two of our discussion with Dan Hart and Ryan Irwin. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in one day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers Dina Titus. She is candidate for Nevada Congressional District 1, former congresswoman. Pleasure to have you back on the program. And because of your district, you pretty much have the safest district on the planet, Shelley Berkeley's old district. So it gives you a lot of opportunity to speak freely here. So first of all, let me ask you your thoughts on the Hella Berkeley race at this point.
Oh, well, you know, Shelley and I have been friends for a long time. We served together in the 111th Congress. I'm optimistic she's going to win this race.
How far ahead do you think she is?
Well, I'm not a pollster, but I just feel the momentum on the ground and in the district, because the district where I'm running is about two-thirds of her old district and a third of my old district, and includes all of my old state senate districts. So I'm at home there. I know a lot of folks there, and the chatter's great.
What do you think, or what weight do you give to the debates?
Well, usually debates are about convincing the undecided, and there are not very many undecided people left in either of the races, but certainly I think people will be tuning in. I think Shelley has such a handle on the issues, has so much information because she's been there, she's worked hard, that she'll be able to answer any question they throw at her.
You know, it was interesting. Bob Brown, who's the publisher of the Las Vegas Review Journal, was on this program a couple of weeks ago, and we were talking about the lack of advertising in the actual newspaper versus years ago. And he said the reason for that was the people who read newspapers are so well informed that the campaigns don't feel the need to spend the money there. What struck me was, do they not spend the money in newspapers because they're going after the stupid people?
No, I'm sure Bob Brown would like to believe that's the only reason, but the fact is people don't get their news just from newspapers like they used to in the past. There's all kind of television, you can TiVo, there are hundreds of channels, you got the social media, all those things I think compete with the old newspaper. So it's not just the caliber of the people who are looking at that source for news. I think that campaigns are smart in terms of advertising where they think the biggest population is paying attention.
Now, you've been in two very, very tough races in the past against Jim Gibbons, who eventually became governor, Joe Heck, who eventually took that congressional seat. How do you respond?
Don't forget John Porter, who I beat, Sam.
Yeah, okay, I won't forget that one either. So
that's three in a row.
Right, but I was trying to hone in on, you know, do you take it personally when you see these attack ads that are based on nonsense, or do you have to withdraw and become more intellectual about it? How is it? Because you're a tough fighter, to say the least.
Well, thank you, Sam. I am, and you have to develop a thick skin over time to stay in politics because it's gotten worse and worse over the years. My mother takes it very personally. It hurts her to see things that just aren't true and for them to use the worst picture of you they can find. Sometimes when they strike at your core beliefs or question your integrity, that's got to hurt personally, but you just got to keep coming back and keep fighting and hoping that the people will listen to what you're saying about the issues and will know you well enough to not believe that.
One of the big issues in this campaign, we had Senator Heller on the program a couple of days ago, is online poker. First of all, where do you stand on that? Uh-huh. Are you in favor of it?
Yes, I am. I was a co-sponsor of that bill when I was there in the 111th Congress. It didn't get through then. I don't know if it'll pass during this lame duck or not, but I think it will bring a lot of jobs and revenue to the state of Nevada. We're the best at doing this sort of thing. We should take the lead in online as well as we've taken it in other forms of regulation of gaming.
As you well know, Senator Reid has been hammering Dean Heller over this, saying that he didn't get the 15 votes necessary on the Republican side to get this through. Senator Heller on the other side says this is all about politics for the next 6 weeks. Wait till after the election. We'll get together and we'll make it all work. Is that really the way it works out, that after the election, the congressional delegation will do what's best for the state of Nevada?
Well, I hope so. And, you know, Nevada has a long-time reputation of that. The delegation has stuck together, regardless of the partisan makeup of it, for the things that are good for the state, whether that was some issue involving gaming or nuclear waste or mining. The delegation has been very firm, and I suspect that'll be the case again.
What are your thoughts on Senator Reid's position as the attack dog, going after Mitt Romney without really any evidence that he has shown on those tax returns?
Well, Senator Reid feels very strongly about the Democratic agenda, as I do, which is that we're all in this together, as opposed to, well, you're on your own if you get into trouble. And I think that his true feelings are coming out in the statements that he's been making. If you want to call that an attack dog, I call it a strong advocate.
True, but I mean, he has a history of saying outrageous things over the years. Certainly has done so on this program, but going back to the Laxalt days, do you think Senator Reid is just at a point in his life where he can say anything he wants and get away with it?
Well, Senator Reid's a very powerful man, and I'm not going to comment on what he has to say. I have to worry about what I have to say. So you make your own decision about that, Sam.
All right. We'll take a break. More with Dina Titus when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Introducing local businessman David Ward for Reno City Council at Large.
My wife Shannon and I met here as undergrads. Our daughter also graduated from Nevada, and she plans to raise her family here too. And that's no surprise considering what a great place this is. Now I'm running for City Council to help make Reno even better and more prosperous. I invite you to visit my website to see my ideas and to share some of yours. I'm David Ward, and I approve this message. Go Pack!
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is South Reno's new hotspot to meet friends and relax in our lounge. Sip handcrafted cocktails, chilled martinis, and world-class wines. Dine on sizzling signature fillets, ribeyes, and prime New York steaks. Fresh seafood and homemade desserts. North of the Summit Mall on South Virginia, the Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, where we continue our conversation with Dina Tynes, candidate for Nevada Congressional District 1, Shelley Berkeley's old district. The big conversation, obviously, in Washington, D.C., is about this fiscal cliff that we're heading toward if Congress doesn't come to some kind of resolution. You know, there are a couple of very, very smart plans on the table, the Bowles-Simpson plan, David Walker, the former comptroller of the United States' plan. These are 25 to 30-year plans for fiscal responsibility in this country. They're bipartisan in nature. Why do you think that they're not being discussed at all during the campaign?
Well, I think it's because the Republicans said from the beginning all they're going to do is be sure the president doesn't get reelected. They aren't interested in any kind of compromise. They aren't interested in any kind of policy. And so then very little has moved in this congressional session. In fact, not only pundits, but also scholars of congressional history say this is one of the least progressive that they've ever seen. Least productive.
But the bottom line is that President Obama put this on the shelf himself. He has not been talking about this. He didn't talk about it at the convention. He's not talking about it on the stump speeches. And this is a realistic plan. Senator Heller, on the program a couple of days ago, said that he would love to see this debated on the floor of the House. Is it just that you can't get something like this through in an election cycle in terms of discussing even?
Well, it's not like they haven't been discussing it for a long time, and it's not like the president hasn't offered a lot of compromises and put out a lot of olive branches. Don't forget, Ryan, who is the Republican vice presidential nominee, was on that commission, and he walked away from it. So when the vice presidential nominee on the other side was on the commission and walks away from the compromise, you got to figure it's not going very far in this cycle.
Do you think that this could be picked up at the beginning of the next term of whichever person becomes president and actually acted upon? Do you think that Congress will be forced to act before this fiscal cliff arrives? Because it will be devastating to the economy.
Well, certainly we've got to do something in the long term and in the short term. You know, I was there for only one session of Congress, 111th, and we had a long lame duck session up until I think it was Christmas Eve. And I know from that little bit of experience that you can't get everything done in the lame duck session. That's what everybody says, oh, we'll do it in the lame duck, we'll do it in the lame duck. I suspect what they'll do in the lame duck is to kick the can down the road, do some 90-day extensions of a number of things, and when the new president, maybe it's Obama again, maybe it's Romney, and the new Congress both come in, that's when we'll have to make those decisions.
Interesting that you would say maybe Obama, maybe Romney. How close do you think this race is?
Well, I'm convinced that the president's going to win. I think that the missteps that Mr. Romney has made over the last couple of weeks are just things he cannot recover from. You see that in all the polls nationally, in the polls in Nevada, and in the polls in other swing states. So I know that it's going to be President Obama, and I'm convinced of it, and I'm working hard to make it happen.
The Hispanic vote in Nevada, how important is that going to be? What percentage do you think of the Hispanic vote is actually going to turn out, and can this turn the election?
Well, certainly the Hispanic vote is very important here, as it is across the Southwest, and there's a lot of emphasis on getting Hispanics registered and getting them to turn out. But it's not very difficult because there are issues that really impact Hispanic families that they're concerned about, so they are paying attention. It's not like you got to drag them to the polls. I think they're wanting to go to the polls. And those issues range from the DREAM Act to immigration reform, health care, and especially education, too, because they know education is the key to their children's future.
I talked to somebody who's running for office on the Democratic side recently, who was being advised by a national advertising agency, and they were advising this person not to spend money on the Hispanic market because they thought it would be a waste of money. How do you respond to that?
Well, I don't know who the advisor was, but I certainly don't think it's a waste of money. It's a large part of District 1. I'm certainly there, very actively involved. We're in the newspaper. We're going to be advertising there. So that doesn't sound like very good advice to me.
And to be honest with you, a lot of the national advice that comes to Nevada, I think, is not worth the money it's paid for. Let's talk about the mortgage situation in Nevada. I know that you worked very hard on this when you were in Congress. I'm sure you plan to work hard on it again. There was a thought by a former Reagan national financial advisor that the federal government should rescue homeowners. They rescued the banks, but for $500 billion, which sounds like a lot of money, but in the context, I don't think it is a lot of money, that would make every homeowner in the United States have their house valued instead of being underwater at about 115% of its actual real value right now. How do you feel about that?
Well, you're right. I did make foreclosure one of the most important issues when I was back there, and we still continue to have a big problem of that across the valley, regardless of what district you represent. There have been various programs put into place. There's HAMP, there's HARP, there's HELP, all looking at little pieces of the problem. Some have helped some people in Nevada. Some have not been so helpful because folks are so much underwater. We were one of the hardest hit states, so we got some extra funds, as did five states in the country, and that program is just now going into effect at the state level, where people are being helped buy down their principals and renegotiate their mortgages. I think that's great. Also, the Attorney General was involved in the national settlement with, I believe it was five banks, several banks that have paid into that. We get a big share of that. That money is going to help homeowners. So I think all of those programs are good. I think we need to continue to look at which ones work and which ones don't, because there's no good one-size-fits-all. The housing crisis here is very different from, say, Iowa or from Georgia. Now, I don't know about that specific thing that was proposed, but I think certainly we need to continue to address it.
Okay, and that's where we got to leave it. Thank you so much for being on the program. As always, we will look forward to having you back on the program after the election. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
If you ever have entertained the idea of owning leather furniture, you owe it to yourself to visit us this September. Some of our top manufacturers have gone out of their way to entice you. Imagine leather sofas starting at $16.99, matching chairs starting at $10.99, and leather sectionals starting at $34.99, all with exceptional design detail. Stop by the Ennis Showroom today and see for yourself that the difference shows.
Ennis Fine Furniture.
Car accidents change lives every day. When you've been injured in a serious accident, you need experienced legal help to make sure the insurance company's offer is fair.
Some folks try to settle with insurance companies on their own.
That's why you need experienced, knowledgeable attorneys who will fight for you.
Bob and I used to work for the insurance companies.
We know their tricks.
Call Galloway and Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
Attention mothers and fathers of children with birth defects. The antidepressant drug Zoloft has been linked to heart, brain, and spine damage and many other horrible birth defects in newborns.
I'm attorney Bob Goldwater. If this has happened to you or a loved one, call us right now. You may be entitled to financial compensation.
If you took Zoloft while you were pregnant and your child was born with a birth defect,
call 1-800-861-2641. That's 1-800-861-2641.
It's the Ashley Furniture Home Store's big event final week, and it's the biggest event of the year. This week only, buy one, get one half off. Buy this beautiful sofa, get the love seat half off. Buy this luxurious five-piece dining room, get the matching server half off. How about buying a new queen bed and get the matching dresser half off? Or get interest-free financing till 2015. It's our biggest event, and an event this big is too big to miss. This week only and only at your Ashley Furniture Home Store, the number one name in furniture.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, it's part two with Ryan Irwin of Red Rock Strategies and Dan Hart of Dan Hart & Associates. We've hosed them down and they're ready to go again. All right, let's look at some state races. You know, and everybody I talk to, if I talk to them in the north about Shelley Berkley, they say, we don't really know who Shelley Berkley is. If I talk to them in the south, they say, I don't really know who Dane Heller is. Where do you think this race sits?
Well, I think that there's some validity to that. I mean, I think they both need to get better known in the parts of the state that they aren't well known.
Running out of time here.
They are running out of time, but the electorate is starting to pay attention. I think we're seeing that with all races. This is going to be a close race. I mean, I don't see either one of these candidates, and I suspect Dan and I might agree on this. I suspect Dan will agree. This is not a race that one of these candidates is going to pull away and win by 10 or 12 percentage points. It's going to come down to the wire, and the oversimplified version of this is Dean Heller has to do well enough in the north to overcome how well Shelley's going to do in the south, and I think you can see a map to victory for both of them. Ultimately, I believe Heller is going to win, but I think it's going to be close.
Dan?
Well, I think that I think you're right. I think that, but I think one of the things that's going to play a role in this campaign, and probably bigger than they usually are, the debates. I think those debates will give people a snapshot, sort of an unadorned snapshot of the candidates performing outside of the 30-second commercials that we've all been seeing for some time. And I think that, you know, I think that one of the important things here is that the decision point is going to be, do you want somebody you like? Do you want to elect somebody you like? Or do you want to elect somebody who's going to fight for our state? And I think that's the choice. I mean, Shelley Berkley's a fighter, and she'll fight for the state. And I think even her negatives play into the fact that she is a fighter. And I think at the end of the day, that's going to be the decision.
You two have both well-traveled in this state. And you're both very well aware that Washoe County really isn't that much different from Clark County in terms of people. It's a real city. It's got real people, population within that area, about 500,000 people. And then you have the rurals, which is a whole different story. But registration is a big deal in this. And what's happening with the Republican Party not being able to get their registration program underway as well as they should when independents are ranking higher than new Republicans?
Well, candidly, and I've not defended the Republican registration program for a long time because there hasn't been one or there's not been an effective one. You know, I think Republicans are doing a good job right now, and you're starting to see that playing field level a little bit. The problem Republicans have is that we think that we can register voters 5 months every other year, and it doesn't work that way. It has to be an ongoing process, and that's a tactical move that has to be well done and well funded, and you have to have a party that commits to doing it. It has very little to do with the ebb and flow of the popularity of the party, so that can factor into it from time to time, like in 2008 and in 2010. But for the most part, it's effort. If you try, you're going to register voters, and I think you've seen the Republicans do a much better job in the recent weeks, but we've got to do a better job long-term to compete.
I was talking to somebody last night, and it continued this theme, about whether Harry Reid plans to run again or not, and they were saying that they had seen him quite recently, that he's vigorous, that he's enjoying himself. They see no reason why he wouldn't give up, which essentially says to me that the machine he put in place after he almost lost to Ensign is going to stay at least for another 4 years.
Well, yeah, and I think Senator Reid has to be handed all the credit for that.
It's called fear.
Well, it's not just fear. It's an investment. He invested his time and effort and focus on making sure the party had the resources to do all the mechanical stuff.
Because he almost got his butt kicked.
Well, and there's nothing like a close election to make you realize where the problems are. And I think that he, rightfully so, I think he figured it out, and I think he invested his time, energy, and encouraged others to do the same. And they've built a foundation of the Democratic Party statewide, not just here, but also in Washoe. And the registration figures bear that out, that will sustain the party going forward. I certainly hope Senator Reid runs again. He's one of the best things that's ever happened to Nevada politically, I believe.
John Segura, Joe Heck. Interesting race. It's interesting that a lot of the Democratic media in the state, the columnists, have been attacking John Segura instead of supporting him. Does that surprise you in any way?
Well, he won't give him a straight answer. You know, when you come on television shows like this or others, you're expected to know your basic issues. You're expected to take a position. And he didn't just not understand the policies. He refused outright to take a position on some of the key issues like Obamacare, like the stimulus. us, like increasing taxes. And he's got a record of increasing taxes. He's got a record of growing government. And so to be unwilling to back up that record and unwilling to acknowledge where you're going to go in Congress is a pretty poor way to kick off your campaign. And so I think it's less a matter of choosing sides than more saying, come on, when you're going to be a candidate for Congress, you at least have to acknowledge where you stand.
Dan?
I think it's going to be a very interesting race. I think that particular race may be the one most affected by national currents, by what happens above that race in on the ballot, you know, whether the presidential race and the Senate race. And I think John Asagira, listen, one of the important things in politics you learn over time is that the campaign that makes the fewer mistakes generally wins. And I think he was trying not to make mistakes. The campaign's an evolutionary process. I think he's done remarkably well since his initial problems. I think that, you know, it's going to be affected by the national trends.
And that's where you got to leave it. Gentlemen, always a pleasure. Thank you so much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
When Mitt Romney dismissed 47% of Americans for not pulling their weight, he attacked millions of hardworking people making $25,000, $35,000, $45,000 a year. They pay Social Security taxes, state taxes, local taxes, gas, sales, and property taxes. Romney paid just 14% in taxes last year on over $13 million in income, almost all from investments. Instead of attacking folks who work for a living, shouldn't we stand up for them?
Endless pools are an incredible alternative to traditional pools, making it easy and inexpensive to swim at home. Call our toll-free number or visit our website for a free idea kit. Endless pools are simple to install, easy to maintain, and economical to run. Swim or exercise against a smooth current that adjusts to any speed or ability. Perfect for year-round health, fitness, and relaxation. Call our toll-free number or visit our website for your free Endless Pools idea kit.
Over the years, Class Act has recognized some amazing kids doing wonderful things in our community. Hi, I'm Shelby Sheehan of News 4. If you know a young person who unselfishly gives to others, send us a brief description of their positive contributions. They could be this month's Class Act Award winner. We go to their school where they receive a plaque and a special honor on News 4. News 4's Class Act, a proud partnership with the United Federal Credit Union, Reno Aces Baseball, and Circus Circus.
Cable provider got you steamed? Frustrated with empty promises and poor customer service? Switch to Frontier. Now with new, faster internet speeds up to 25 meg. Call today and get faster internet, Dish TV, and digital phone for just $84.99 a month for 12 months. Including over 200 all digital channels and a free wireless router to Wi-Fi your home. So everyone can stream videos, watch movies, play games, and more on all your connected devices. For a limited time, get a free whole home HD DVR that lets you watch your shows on your schedule. The action-packed Dish Multi-Sport Pack. Free HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars for 3 months and free installation. Don't let cable get you steamed. Call Frontier. Get everything you need for one simple price, just $84.99 a month for 12 months, along with tons of free extras and incredible value, all backed by live 24/7 tech support. Call 1-888-361-3275 and find a package that's right for you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. Among the guests coming up next week, Rick Pallotta will talk high-speed rail, Jim Wadhams, the top lobbyist, will be here, Tom Cargill, on the real economy, and we'll have the Freeman-Dunlap debate for district court, all coming up right here.